Amazon Project Dawn cut 30,000 jobs, including the head of AWS Community Builders. Here's what it means. Amazon's Project Dawn isn't a restructuring. Call it what it is. 30,000 jobs eliminated. Among them, Jason Dunn, the architect and leader of the AWS Community Builders program. Not an underperformer, not redundant. He built one of the most visible developer community programs in the cloud industry. Then Amazon cut him anyway. This was never about Jason's performance. It was about efficiency. Not might, will. The company that pioneered developer community-led growth just laid off the person running that community. That isn't a headcount decision. It's a signal. The question every community member should ask. I hold 9 vendor-recognized community titles. Docker Captain, IBM Champion, AWS Community Builder, 6 more ambassador programs across security, testing, platform engineering, and infrastructure. So when Amazon cuts the person who built the AWS Community Builders program, the program I'm part of, I don't get to look away. This is my world. And the honest question is this: if community programs can't prove ROI, what protects them during the next round of cuts? For a decade, the tech industry ran on one playbook: give developers status and a platform, and they'll evangelize your product. It worked. It built ecosystems, and it built careers, mine included. But the market is shifting. AI can generate tutorials in 30 languages, around the clock, for free. Generic 10 reasons to use Kubernetes content is commoditized now, and companies are asking harder questions about what these programs actually deliver to the bottom line. Engagement metrics aren't enough anymore. What's actually at risk? Let me be specific about what's exposed and what isn't. Vulnerable: community members whose only contribution is resharing vendor content, ambassadors who collect badges but don't produce original technical work, programs that measure success in impressions and engagement but can't tie activity to pipeline or adoption. Not vulnerable: community members who publish original research and production-tested frameworks, ambassadors who provide direct product feedback that shapes roadmaps, programs where members are genuinely embedded in enterprise decision-making. The difference isn't status, it's substance. A badge without production credibility is just a badge. A badge backed by published work, real architecture decisions, and proven enterprise impact is a trust signal no AI agent can replicate. What I've learned from 8 programs. I've been inside these programs for years. Here's what I've watched succeed and what I've watched fall flat. What works: publishing on vendor blogs, not just your own. I've written 7+ articles on Docker's official blog, plus 2 enterprise case studies. That content lives on Docker's domain, drives their SEO, and shows real enterprise use cases. The relationship runs both ways. Docker gets credible content, and I get a platform with direct access to product leadership. Giving real product feedback: Docker captains don't just evangelize. We test pre-release features, file bugs, challenge architectural decisions, and push back when something breaks in production. That feedback loop is genuinely valuable to the vendor, and you can't automate it. Pairing community work with production experience: every framework I publish, every architecture pattern I share, comes from running real infrastructure at a Series D enterprise serving Fortune 500 clients. That's not content, that's evidence. What doesn't work? Collecting titles without producing anything original. 6 badges and 0 published articles on your ambassador profile. You're a consumer, not a contributor. Writing generic tutorials that AI can crank out faster. How to deploy a Docker container is a commodity. How we secured a multi-region container supply chain at enterprise scale is not. Treating community as a stand-in for career development. A Slack channel is not job security. Production credibility is. The community that survives. Community isn't dying, it's evolving. The programs that survive the efficiency era will be the ones where members produce work that directly impacts vendor product decisions. Content is grounded in production experience, not theoretical tutorials. The relationship between vendor and community is measurably mutual. Members bring enterprise context that AI cannot replicate. I've watched this happen up close. It's a sales asset. It's product intelligence. The value was always there. The programs that survive are the ones that can prove it. What to do if you're in a community program right now? Hold ambassador or community titles. Here's the framework I'd use. 1. Audit your contribution. How many original pieces have you published in the last 12 months? Not reshares, not retweets. Original technical content grounded in your own experience. If the answer is 0, you're consuming, not contributing. 2. Connect your community work to production. Every blog post, every talk, every framework should point back to real work. 3. Build direct relationships with product teams. The real value of these programs isn't the badge, it's the access. So use it, give feedback, challenge decisions, be the person product leadership thinks of when they need a field perspective. 4. Own your IP. Publish on your own platform alongside the vendor blogs. Build a body of work that exists independently of any single program. If a program shuts down tomorrow, your published work survives. Jason Dunn's layoff is a signal. The signal is this: prove the value or risk being classified as a cost center. I've got 9 active titles, 500,000 plus Docker Hub pulls, and 7 plus articles on Docker's official blog. So I take that signal seriously. My response is to double down on substance, not walk away from community. The developers who thrive in the efficiency era won't be the ones who abandoned community programs. They'll be the ones who made those programs undeniably valuable.